a Jewish journal article, Abyssal Torah, from Jerusalem. As part of our Sinai Temple family mission, we visited the Kotel, considered the holiest site for the Jewish people. My children wrote notes to be placed in the wall, prayers to be offered to our Creator. One of the kids wondered, "Can you read someone else's prayer?" I think they were worried that their words would be dissected and interpreted by a stranger. And we responded, "Your prayer is entirely between you and God." And it's true. The notes in the Kotel are collected and buried. Because the notes may contain God's name, each note is given the status of holy. Notes that should never be destroyed. Holy notes. Holy words. Holy prayers. I watched our congregants write and place their prayers in the Kotel. Congregants of all ages shedding tears, pouring out their blessings and requests. From age 5 to 75, each person initiated their own conversation with God. There's a story about a little boy who walks into synagogue and begins to cry. The rabbi is perplexed and asks what is wrong. The boy responds, "I don't know any of the prayers. I only know the Aleph Bet, the Hebrew alphabet." The rabbi smiles. "Keep reciting the Aleph Bet. God will take your letters and create the words that are already formed in the depths of your heart. You have a direct link to the Holy One of Blessing. Pray. God is listening." Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is senior rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.